a constant anointing. During each of these preparatory visits, the Lord's anointing would be so strong that I would actually grow sleepy and get very tired. No matter how tired I was, however, I would humble myself before the Lord and submit to the work He was doing in me. A couple of times when He was doing this work, I did fall asleep for an hour or so. As soon as I awakened, though, my body would resume its shaking and the work would begin all over again. The Lord was not interested in having me learn in some easy manner, and I believe this was specifically designed to show me that the work He is calling me to do will be challenging. I noticed also that the Lord always finishes whatever He begins. Realizing this, I did not want to fall asleep, but sometimes it was very hard for me to stay awake. On some occasions, the Lord would work with me for a couple of hours in the early evening. Then I would fall asleep, and He would wake me again at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in order to work with me for another 2 or 3 hours. When I experienced such nights, the next day I would be so tired that my face would actually be swollen from a lack of sleep. It now seems to me as if the Lord was in a hurry to get the preparatory work finished. In fact, He kept telling me,
"There isn't much time."
I believe this is why He spends so many hours with me each night. He is preparing me for what we all will be facing in these closing days.